like there?
I'm from Syria. Syria is in the Middle East, is south of Turkey. And actually now Syria has a war, civil war. That's the situation there is bad. So most of the Syrian there now, they went out of the country. Actually, the music life there is very rich because we have traditions coming from all over the area, from Turkey, from the very far east, from Iran, China, or even from the south, from the Gulf area. And it's very old country, so a lot of civilizations. They came there and they all mixed together to produce the Syrian music, the traditional Syrian music.
Is your country's music compared to Qatar? Explain.
It's a little different because, but not that much. I don't know actually if we should say that much or not that much. It's close, but it's different the same way. It's close in the way that we think about the makams, but it's different in the way that we perform the makams. Here in the Qatari region, they depend so much on the rhythm, which is totally different from the rhythm that we use in my country. We use like 4-4, 6-8, 7-8, 5-8. Here they use a lot the 3-4 or the 6-8, and the percussion section, I mean, it's not kind of, they don't play just the rhythm, they do as an ensemble work. So if you notice the percussionist here in Qatar, everyone is playing different rhythm, but at the end you hear something really wonderful and they go all together, even if someone is playing 4-4 or 3-4.
Coming to a new country, how did you feel?
You mean as a musician, you mean?
Exactly.
Okay, first of all, here the Gulf area is very rich country in music because you can find music coming from India, from Africa, especially, I don't know if you went one, if you go, often to Souq Waqif where you see traditional groups playing the percussion there. It's so interesting, it's so inspiring, and it's really, when you hear it, you feel that it's really difficult, but when you go through it, you feel how rich it is and how diverse it is. So the challenges was that I came from Syria, and there is a different kind of music, so I had here to look for or to study a little the traditional Qatari music and to try to teach it to the Qatari kids.
Did you know anyone in Qatar who could help you? If yes, how did they help you?
Actually, when I came here in the academy, we are a team. There is a whole department, the Arab department, and we always make collaboration with other music institutes or like cultural institutes. So we always make workshops with Qatari musicians. We always have different groups coming to QMA to get some materials. So there is always an exchange between the musicians here and us.
Became a musician?
You can't say there is an age to be a musician. It's like it's a life development. I mean, you start to play for fun, and sometimes you like what you are doing, and you think that I would like to improve myself. So maybe you go to a study, or maybe you practice more, and then step by step you grow up with the instrument, and the instrument grows up with you. At the end, you become like a professional musician, or you can be a music teacher, as what I'm doing now.
Do you get to perform here in Qatar? If you do, please explain how it feels.
I'm now a music teacher, but I used to be a musician, so I used to travel a lot to do concerts. And we do here regular concerts in Qatar, in the Museum of Islamic Art, or in the QNCC, or sometimes in Qatara, or sometimes here in the Academy, Qatar Music Academy. It feels great when you face the audience, and when you see all the people listening to your music, and when you are really getting a professional musician, you perform on big stages, so you hear the clapping, and the sometimes people, they get crazy, and the most important thing about music is that it opens your mind into different cultures, different opportunities. Especially when you travel, you see different people, you eat different food, you see different cultures. It all affects really, really good in your personality and in the way that you think in life.